This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So you probably got the news that Donald Trump wins. He got one of his biggest promises done that he made during the campaign. And as they say, timing is everything, right? Just when the Democrats believe that they were stacking up wins, which none of them were wins. Remember, I was arguing with Maurice Scharf, and she's like, what has he done? What has he done? You know, and I was talking about all the executive orders that have released, you know, relaxed laws, for example, on the EPA had to relax the laws for coal miners. So now we've got coal plants firing back up. We've got steel plants coming back to the United States. We've got high-tech jobs coming in. He's curtailed H-1B visas so those great jobs get to stay in America. It's helping black kids. He gave money to the HBCUs and on, just win after win, stacking them up. He's going to build the border wall. Oh, it's not in the budget. Trust me when I tell you, a wall is going to get built. Hallelujah. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Go there. Listen to the clips. I have told you guys, I predicted this the entire time. I told you, once Donald Trump became the nominee, that there was a point where, you know, it was up in the air. But once there came a point where I was out in the field listening to people, and I said to you, Donald Trump would win. You want to know why? Because people know when you give that man a parcel of land, in a few years you're going to have a building. And that building is going to be something special. It's going to be huge. It's going to be great. It'll be the best building you've ever seen. And you can talk about Donald Trump's style, but you know a building will be built. It'll have his name on it, Trump something or another, and it's going to be a nice place to go to. If it's a resort, you're going to want to go there. It's going to have quality on it. And so on and so forth. So what are you talking about? When you bring a guy in that does this, he's used to getting things done. Remember the story? I don't know if you guys were, I don't know which one of you guys was the producer when we were talking about this, but we were talking about Trump would look out of his window at Trump Tower and see a skating park or something was supposed to be built and it was over budget, et cetera. He goes to the city of New York. He says, look, I'll take this project over and I'll get it done. You give me this project that gets done on time, etc. He takes an over-budgeted project that was late. He builds it on ahead of schedule and on budget. That's what you get with Trump. Now, look, I'm not here to you know, be Mr. Pat Patter. He's so wonderful. He's this or that. If Trump screws up, I'll let you know. I hope that he gets on this budget issue next. I hope they don't rest on their laurels with this win. Now, for the time being, spike the football. The Democrats thought they were winning, and they weren't. CNN just reported this yesterday, that major victory for Trump. House voted to dismantle the pillars of the Affordable Care Act, making sweeping changes to the nation's health care system. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces daunting challenges because of the same ideological splits between conservatives and moderate Republicans that nearly killed it in the House. Trump will hold a news conference, which he did, blah, blah, blah. Look, easily predictable. And let me tell you something else. In the Senate, you think that it's dead. There's no way it's going to happen. Trump will absolutely make sure that the Senate does what they're supposed to do with this very same bill. Don't think that this is just, it's not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. He may go to the Senate and say, look, do the nuclear option. We're dumping Obamacare. Anyway, Trump rarely loses. In fact, he usually gets what he wants in these deals. And the Democrats are going to sell it as doom and gloom all over the land. And eventually, we're going to hear that the Russians hacked the House vote. But this is nothing more than President Trump getting his way eventually as the Democrats celebrate their temporary victories. And I'm going to tell the Democrats something. If you're listening to this program, you better get used to losing, suckers. Now, many of these folks are going, oh, we'll get our vengeance in 2018. You just wait and see. In 2018, it's going to be so different. We're going to be so blah, blah. Let me tell you what's going to happen in 2018. Democrats are going to get their butts kicked, but good. That's what's going to happen in 2018. Yeah. Donald Trump will look at health care. He'll push it back to the states, and what he doesn't like about it, he will improve. He will go pick the low-hanging fruit, my friends. You will be able to cross state lines with your health care. California is not going to tell a Texan what to do. If Texan moves to California, he's going to take his health care, and California is going to honor it. There will be some federal program that they can you can go to that says, Who cares what California wants? Be part of the global pool. Let Californians do what they want to do. And let me tell you, as the federal programs undercut California, they will start to capitulate. The carriers in California will go, you know what? Enough is enough. He'll negotiate the cost of prescription medications. We pay an outrageous amount for prescription medications. Trump will take a look at it. Low-hanging fruit. Then he'll look at processes and he'll say, you know what? This process is costing too much money, and he'll start cutting the fat. And then if he wants to, he can get laser precision on it, but he won't need to. He'll move on to the next thing. It'll be fixed enough, good enough. Nobody's going to sweat it. And let me tell you something. All of us are going to benefit. When the minute that your policy goes down in price, you're going to be happy. One of my staffers just told me he has an issue with one of his kids, goes to use his Obamacare, and he can't choose the doctors that he wants. And so they were forced to choose low-priced doctors to take care of a serious issue because he was forced to get off his better insurance that cost him less money. Yeah, you want to see the hashtag Obamacare helped me? 8,000 people were on that hashtag. Well, let me tell you something. Obamacare hurt me might be millions, because I would have been on there. I'd say Obamacare has cost me an additional $30,000. That's what it's cost me. I'd like my money back. Many of the people that I know are experiencing the same thing. So, you know what, House? You finally did something right. Senate, you better get your act together and do the same thing. That's exactly what better happen here. Because America is sick of being told that something is good for us when it's not. Oh, you know what? Illegals coming in across the border by millions, that's helping the economy. Oh, you know what? When we bring in refugees, and so what, they bomb you, that's better for the economy. It's humanitarian. Obamacare, it'll save your life. All those are lies. Everything the left tells you are lies because they are vicious liars. They do not care about the American public, and they don't care about you. And don't believe them if they tell you that they do.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So Donald Trump held a short presser. The White House did. And there's no spike in the football just yet on Obamacare, but there will be. It's coming. And look, I'm going to tell you, I've become, and this is what I've done my adult life, I've wasted it to some degree looking at the future for large corporations, and I know what's about to happen here. America's the largest corporation on the planet, and we've got a new leader who understands how to negotiate with our GDP. He also understands how to negotiate with the people who are going to be pulling the levers in Congress. And I'm going to tell you something. When you start getting wins, Congress will pay attention to you, and Donald Trump will start selling the concept that he's a winner, and if you're not on with him, he can come down on you hard. He hasn't even gotten to the point where he's talking to people in Congress about campaigning against them. Wait until you start, as Donald Trump's numbers continue to rise. I'm talking about when the Congress knows that the poll numbers are skewed. So right now I was looking at some Trump approval numbers, and they had him anywhere from -7. In other words, he was people don't like his policies, you know, upside down. So the majority of people don't like his policies is what they're saying. And I don't believe that. The closest poll, he was not over 50% in any poll. He was like 49. He was, you know, +1 at best. And none of the polls were in his favor. When I say +1, I mean, it was negative. The plus is not a good thing. So long story short, you will watch these polls slowly start to shift, and they already are. Even though they're skewed, they're still in there pretty good. And when the polling, first of all, the Congress and the politicians, they don't believe the polls either, but they'll still ride with them. But when that polling, those daily tracking polls, start going into the 50, 51, 52, and Trump is, in using the real terminology, +2, like he's ahead of his negatives by +2, +3, +4, they're going to know that's +10, +15, and they are going to roll over like pet puppies. They're going to get their belly scratched. And Trump will be, I'm just telling you, guys, this is the future. Now, what could interrupt it? God could intervene and give us pestilence or something like that, but I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, we're going to have the normal stuff, but he's not. God is going, he's looking out for this guy. That's what he's doing. And so you're going to watch the slow transition of media, the slow transition of some of the staunchest Democrats, and the faster transition of a lot of these Republicans that go, you know what, get on or get run over. You better jump on the train. So I'm personally anxious to see some of these things start to occur. Now, I'm not going to rush them. There's no need to. Let the Democrats continue to shoot themselves in the foot. They apparently like carrying loaded weapons with the safety off and jump into conclusions. Pow! Let them do it. Let them shoot themselves in the foot. The deeper they dig the hole, the better for us in 2018. See, let me explain the difference between Donald Trump and others, some of these people that we're talking about. Donald Trump doesn't care about the next election or whatever. I mean, he's won the presidency. That's as good as it gets. And he won it telling the truth. Donald Trump, and again, I'm not trying to be some cheerleader for him, but the guy only cares about success. And I know people like this. I've met dozens, if not hundreds, honest to goodness. I've been so fortunate to be around people who understand it and don't look at it as like, yeah, look at how successful I am. It's just you wake up in the morning and you go, what do I need to go conquer? It's that simple. And Trump's that way. He's got this agenda. I don't know how he's organizing it, but I'm sure he's got some amazing people. But he's got his agenda. And if it were me, my suspicion is Trump says, okay, Omarosa, what are we doing to promote, you know, issues with the black community? Now, I don't think he thinks of it as a black community. I think if he thinks of it as, what are the blacks looking for that I can do for the entire community, but that we can then say, okay, this is how it's going to impact you. Same thing with women. Same thing with all the various department heads. Same thing with the unknowns. There's always a department. If you're smart and you're running a business, you always have somebody calculating the things that, the unforeseen things. Give me the most wild scenarios that could possibly happen. We operate within a certain, you know, guidelines. What's the wildest thing that could happen? Let me tell you a win that came up with Donald Trump that nobody's talking about. Hamas recognized Israel. Do you guys hear about this? I'm going to read this. In a bid to redefine itself for today's political climate in the Middle East, Hamas has released a new document accepting a Palestinian state along the pre-1967 Green Line. Holding a press conference in Qatari, capital Doha, outgoing leader Khaled Mashal appeared to be thinking of his legacy in an organization that has been isolated across the region. He will be replaced by an internal election later this year. This move came as the Palestinian Authority president, Mahmoud Abbas, prepared to meet Wednesday with U.S. President Donald Trump in one of those head-spinning foreign policy turnabouts for which the American administration has grown famous or infamous. I love how they put that. They said, you know, Trump says this is what he's going to do during the campaign, but he's spun on it. Trump has not spun on anything that involves meeting with people, understanding them, finding out their motivations, and then negotiating, playing the poker face. Now, where's the possibility that Trump could go wrong? Let's talk about that, because it exists. The possibility is if he underestimates the political savvy of some of these other people. If he underestimates that. But let me tell you why Trump pretty much has it in the bag. Because when you're playing poker and you've got the biggest stack, that's a huge advantage. Donald Trump is playing poker with the biggest stack. And no matter what he does, see, this is the interesting thing about his poker game. His stack doesn't get smaller. Donald Trump, in fact, if he does his job right, his stack gets larger. I predict that by the 2 years within in the Donald Trump presidency, our GDP will be larger than China's. We're right there. They're less than a point ahead of us, and obviously they outnumber us 4-1. Our GDP will be at least on par. I'm talking dead even or higher than China's in 2 years. And now, you may be going, you know, Kevin, how can you predict that? I got some tricks up my sleeve, but I'm telling you right now, by the way, I'm no economist, but we're going to have a higher GDP. And Donald Trump will be credited. Well, he should get credited for it if anybody's paying attention. So here's the thing. Our GDP, our poker hand is going to be growing no matter what we play. Donald Trump can make a mistake. Hamas can say, we're going to recognize Israel. Then they drop bombs on Israel or whatever. And you know what Trump's going to do? He's going to say, fine, no problem. You don't get to play with us anymore. And oh, by the way, I'm going to put economic pressure on everybody around you, and they're not going to want to play with you. So if you want to lie to me in a negotiation, go lie to me once. Shame on me. The next time you come back, I guarantee you I will get what I want.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, my little serfs. Taminator here. Common Core is coming to a public school near you. And you will not in your wildest dreams believe what they are introducing in their reading materials. Pornography! I cannot make this crap up. The porno is found in a book called Dreaming Cuban by Christina Garcia, and it was recommended reading for sophomores. Of course, the perverts at the New York Times deemed the book dazzling and remarkable. Really? Well, let me read you a clip from the dazzling reading requirement for 15-year-olds, and you tell me what you think. Okay, here we go. Hugo and Felicia stripped in their room, dissolving easily into one another, and made love against the whitewashed walls. Hugo bit Felicia's breast and left purplish bands of bruises on her upper thigh. He entered her repeatedly from behind. Felicia learned what pleased him. She tied his arms above his head with their underclothing and slapping him sharply when he asked. "You're my bitch," Hugo said, groaning. So what do you think of that? Remember, 15-year-olds with raging hormones are going to be reading that thong. And the New York Times called that remarkable. Funny, but that doesn't sound like any of the classics I read back in high school. Moby Dick comes to mind, but I don't think that story had anything to do with anatomy. Am I crazy? Or does Common Core sound like common hardcore? If you think about it, maybe, just maybe, one of the children exposed to these kinds of classics will grow up to be a congressman, like Anthony Weiner. Taminator out!
If you see something, say something. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I see something. I see people on the take. I see thieves. Yeah. I see leftists. What was that? I see dead people. Oh, my goodness. Do you see them? They're all around you. I wrote a book about them. It's called Race Pimping, but it isn't just about race. It's about all kinds of pimping. Women pimping. Children pimping. Old people pimping. Disease pimping. You name it. Save the this. Save the insert whatever here pimping. The left are pimps. They will pimp whatever cause will get you.
I saw a little dog on TV. He was in such bad shape. I had to donate.
Well, congratulations. You just gave $20 to a multimillionaire who doesn't care any more about animals than you do. It's a racket. And there are many of these so-called conservative organizations that are rackets themselves. They collect money and they did nothing. They gave an amazing income, an amazing lifestyle to a lot of people, and they did nothing with it. We didn't move the needle. Not one bit. You know what it took to move the needle? It took Donald Trump, a guy who comes along and says, hey, I'm a blue-collar billionaire. I'm one of you. And you know what? You could get here. But the reason why you can't get here, I figured it out. They've laid the rules against you. And lucky for you, I'm going to expose it. They don't like, you know what they don't, with the left and the right both, the establishment, Republicans and Democrats, you know what they hate most about Donald Trump? He's not bourgeois. He's not Gordon Howell III. Was it third? No, Thurston. Thurston Howell III, stuck on Gilligan's Island, talking like this, and pontificating. And of course, figuring out how to scheme because he wants to put on airs, as they say. No, he's not one of those. He's just a regular old dude that rolls up his sleeves and wants to make it happen. And he understands what it takes to make a buck. I've talked about this. I talk about it every week, every day on this show. It's funny. We'll get an employee at the company. You know, the small one's volunteering. We say, here's $500. And I got to tell you, that's nothing. But to me, it's everything. You want to know why? Because I know what it takes to bring it in. And I know how little that we bring in. And I think to myself, wow. One time a lady, this is no lie, she donated. We had looked at our donations and we saw somebody had donated $2,000 twice. And I was like, I panicked. I went, whoa, because we never get those kind of donations. And I went, oh, my gosh, I got to find out who this is. So I get her email, because that's what we had. Maybe even had her phone number. And I called her. Ultimately, I ended up calling her because I said, hey, if I emailed her, I said, give me your phone number. I need to talk to you immediately. So she gives me a number, and I know I remember talking to her. And I said, hey, whatever, Marie, listen. I go, the reason why I'm calling is because you donated to us. And I thought that you were donating, you know, I think there was a big mistake, and I want to make sure you can get this corrected at your bank ASAP. You apparently meant to donate $20, and you donated twice, but the worst part about it was you donated $2,000, and it went through twice. And she says, no, she says, I meant to donate $2,000. She says, I didn't mean to do it twice. She goes, I wondered if I'd done it, because I felt I hit it twice because it looked like I hadn't done it. And I said, well, you did it. And she goes, you know what? Just keep it. And I thought, wow. What an amazing thing to do. I mean, what a gift from God to my little organization to get $4,000. I mean, we get $50 donations and I'm excited. I'm like, yeah, way to go, you know, because we don't rely on this. We're not making a living on you guys donating. That money goes out and we start helping people. Because that's what these movements are supposed to do. Leftists don't care about that. And we have leftists among us. I hate to tell you guys. I hate to break this to you. But we do. But I want to talk about one in particular. Janet Napolitano, University of California. He had $175 million and demanded more money. So they audited the University of California system, and they discovered this secret stash of funds. Now, Janet Napolitano pulled a normal Obama administration type ploy and said, I knew nothing about it. Yeah, the double dipping of Janet Napolitano knows nothing about it, but meanwhile continues to request more money from the state of California while hiding their theft, hiding the larceny that they're effectively perpetrating on the public. Now, the secret fund grew exponentially because of an overestimate of a funding needs that the school was going to have. Now, if you believe Napolitano, it was just a clerical error. We got all this money sitting on our balance sheet, but we didn't realize that we didn't need it. I mean, can you imagine you've got a contingency fund of, say, $5 million a year? And on your balance sheet says $175 million, and you go, well, who could see that? Well, your accountants. So the San Francisco Chronicle reported that Napolitano denied an auditor's claim. She reportedly said that the money was held for unexpected expenses, and her office also denied the amount of money. The true amount, they say, is $38 million. which is roughly 10% of the office's operating and administration budget, and they call that a prudent and responsible amount for unexpected expenses, such as cybersecurity, emerging issues like increased support for, get this, undocumented students, and efforts to prevent sexual violence and sexual harassment. So, cybersecurity, which they already have in place, trust me, I put these systems in universities, and undocumented students in case there's more, illegals, in other words, and some program that says, well, we're going to stop sexual violence and sexual harassment, so we may have to have money set aside for that. That is the most ridiculous reason I've ever heard for having to set aside $38 million, and oh, by the way, have set aside $175 million. Unexpected expenses, huh? What, like a war? Are you going to have to go battle it out with some other big university system and hire, you know, get tanks and have troops or what? Because I don't see why you need that kind of money. She can deny this all she wants. She knew the figure was $175 million because Napolitano learned how to hide money from the best. Her former boss, Barack Obama, knows how to run up deficits and hide money in plain view. And the state auditor agrees that it isn't just a mere oversight. Elaine Howell, she's the state auditor, and she's the one who came up with the report. And she said from 2012 to 2016, the office looked to raise more money, more funding by inflating the estimates. And she said that a top staff member in Napolitano's office improperly screened confidential surveys that were sent to each campus. Howell said answers that were critical of Napolitano's office were deleted or changed before being sent to auditors. She says she's never seen anything like this in her 17 years as a state auditor. Folks, we're not talking about a Trump appointee. We're talking about a California land of fruits, nuts, and fairies resident who is probably a dyed-in-the-wool liberal who's going, look, we're supposed to be putting kids and educating them. And Napolitano's cheating them. Overcharged the system's 10 campuses to fund its operations, paid its employees significantly more than state employees, and interfered with the auditing process. If that's not an Obama employee, I don't know one. Jesus, a cheat. That's what these people do. That's what how they make their money, and then they decry you for wanting to hold on to yours.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've always been grateful for the friendship of the French people and for the work we did together when I was President of the United States. I'm not planning to get involved in many elections now that I don't have to run for office again, but the French election is very important to the future of France and the values that we care so much about, because the success of France matters to the entire world. I have admired the campaign that Emmanuel Macron has run. He has stood up for liberal values. He put forward a vision for the important role that France plays in Europe and around the world. And he is committed to a better future for the French people. He appeals to people's hopes and not their fears. And I enjoyed speaking to Emmanuel recently to hear about his independent movement and his vision for the future of France. I know that you face many challenges, and I want all of my friends in France to know how much I am rooting for your success. Because of how important this election is, I also want you to know that I am supporting Emmanuel Macron to lead you forward. En marche. Vive la France.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Vive la France en marche. To watch Barack Obama give a speech. Did you hear that stilted speech?
We've always been French. And we will always be. And Macron, he's will do much better. And he's this.
He's a horrible speaker. But the left, oh my gosh, he's amazing. He's just so amazing. That was horrible. By the way, it would have been impressive if he delivered it in French. They had subtitles underneath. But he, you know, well, Barack Obama, what? He speaks like, what, Austrian and Mexican and American? What, how many languages does he speak? Oh, that's right, just one, English. Yeah. So he's recommending Emmanuel Macron. And he says, Macron has the vision for France. Macron, he knows what he wants for the French people. Le Pen, she doesn't know. She wants to get rid of the Muslim people. Look at her. Yeah, not averse to promoting their ideologies across the pond, now are they? Who cares if Obama's policies didn't work in America? Who cares if Obama's policies and leftist multiculturalization is killing people all over the globe? Socialism combines with it, and the misery index goes up exponentially. It doesn't matter where it is. Oh, but they convince us, they're so much happier in Sweden. Hey, you can be happy with $70,000 a year. Well, somebody ought to tell Obama that, because he just got a check for $400,000 for 1 hour of a speech, and then he got a $60 million book advance. He's got a lot of money to give away so he can be happy at 70 grand. Oh, by the way, he really knows how the French want to live. The people who get taxed so much that they're losing their people. I would love for Barack Obama to pay the taxes that the French pay on his $60 million book deal. I'd like to see Barack Obama only get to take home $600,000. I'd love to see his $400,000 speaking engagement and 90% of that go to the French government. Everything he makes over $1 million is essentially futile. I'd love to see it. Could somebody get us a picture of Obama when he goes to meet with his accountant and they tell him, well, you like the French so much, we're going to charge you like the French. We're going to give you the French tax rate. Guy spent $350,000 to influence the Israeli election, and he lost that one, and he's at it again. Now he lends his support, or should I say, he vends. I'm not speaking German when I say win. I'm not trying to say he wins. I'm saying he sells his support to a French candidate. Do we know that he didn't? Barack Obama, he's calculating. Look, I don't know if he got if he charged any money. He may just say, you know what? I need a win. There have been too many losses. Brexit was a loss for Barack Obama. Brexit was a loss for Europe. Brexit was a loss for socialism. Obama was, European Union needs to stay there. He bet on Brexit. And you know what? He got his bony butt kicked. And now he's betting on Macron. Emmanuel Macron. And he's going to lose. Scarlett Fakhar reports this. Former President Barack Obama has officially endorsed Macron in the upcoming French election. You guys heard the soundbite. I don't have to go back over that. He did. He's the leader of the En Marche party. En Marche, France's socially liberal party that says, bring in the criminals, bring in these Muslims. We don't care about French culture anymore. Nobody needs to know about the French part. The only thing we have is language. Other than that, we'll be getting our heads cut off in the middle of the street. The French cafes will be overrun with Muslims, and we'll have Sharia law centers all over the country. I mean, it's already there. No go zones. Yeah. If I were French, I'm just telling you, I would want to see the bank account of the Banque de Paris to see if they made a big fat payment to Barack Obama to endorse Emmanuel. Yeah. And the En Marche party, Macron. So now that Obama has sealed the fate
of Emmanuel Macron, Marine Le Pen should be making her transition plans, because Barack Obama, he ain't helping nobody win. They had all these posters all over France. We want Barack Obama to be our president. Have at it. You love socialism? It's not working. Let me tell you what is working. And they've downplayed the undercurrent of this. But what's working is the fact that French people are tired of having their butts kicked by Muslims. I have a couple of French sons that are, you know, they came over to help my son when they were studying, teaching him French at a French school. And they become our children. And two of them have told me stories where they're walking along, no big deal. Muslim guy said, hey, you got a cigarette? You got a light? They say, sure. You know, one of them smoked. They lit a cigarette. He says, next thing he knows, these guys are pummeling him. They're beating him up. So when he stayed with me, he said to me, you know, Kevin, will you teach me how to fight properly? Yeah. So I taught him how to fight. I mean, I only had 6 months with him, but I tell you this, he's going to give somebody the blues. 6 months of intensive training. So, you know, the other one, he was walking, leaving his apartment with friends. Muslim kid saw him, came over, started beating up on him for no reason. Because they're native French. This was in Toulouse. The other event happened outside of Paris. So, look, here's the thing. This is going to be a choice between socialism and French people getting their culture back. I don't know if I'll call it conservatism. I don't even know much about Le Pen. She may very well be a fiscal liberal. I don't know. But here's what I do know. She understands that culturally, France is losing its culture to a group of hooligans because of multiculturalization. Honestly, I don't care if France has a 98% tax rate. If people want to live there, fine. But what I will tell you is if they want to export this idea of terror, I want somebody to stop it. I want somebody who's going to say enough is enough. And that's Le Pen. So Donald Trump, he agrees with Le Pen. Yeah, he says she represents a better choice when you consider terrorist threats and the recent attacks in Paris, of which ISIS took credit for. Trump's actual quote was, she's the strongest on borders. She's the strongest on what's going on in France. Whoever is the toughest on radical Islamic terrorism and whoever is the toughest at the borders will do well in the election. He didn't endorse her. He just said, I think this is what you're going to find your people want. And let me tell you, right now in France, they are trying to figure out anything to win. Barack Obama chiming in on this election. I can't remember, honest to goodness. Maybe you guys can if you want to call the show, by the way, 844-551-8255. I cannot remember the last time a president of the United States chimed in on who should win an election abroad. I honestly can't, outside of Obama trying to get rid of Netanyahu. That's it. He's done it twice now. Other than that, I'm going, who knows? Never heard of it. You know, and I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump's going to win another election on the 7th. Marine Le Pen will be the next French president. And by the way, she'll be a woman president. Not that it matters to me. Because, again, I normally wouldn't even be embroiled in their politics. Whoever they pick, you like them. It was Sarkozy and then Hollande. And now it'll be Le Pen, more than likely. Hollande was a disaster. Sarkozy, he finally started getting it. He was a socialist who made a conversion, and he started kicking Muslims out. Smart move.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.